With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to halt a lower court ruling that orders the rehiring of thousands of federal workers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Some 16,000 probationary employees were let go in mass firings across several agencies as a result of President Trump's orders to slash the size of the government. A California-based judge found the firings didn't follow federal law, and he ordered reinstatement offers be sent as a lawsuit plays out. But in an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, the administration argued the ruling should be put on hold because the judge didn't have the authority to reinstate the workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
23andMe, a struggling genetic testing company, files for bankruptcy.
The company said Sunday it will look to sell all of its assets through a court-approved reorganization plan. Many users have concerns about personal data. 23andMe says its bankruptcy filing won't change the way it stores or protects data and says that continuing to safeguard customer data will be an important consideration in any future sale. Still, California's Attorney General advising users to delete their data, pointing to 23andMe's uncertain future. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. negotiators are working with Russian representatives on a proposed partial ceasefire in Ukraine. Monday's meeting in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, came a day after the U.S. held separate talks with the Ukrainian team. Moscow and Kyiv have accused each other of undermining efforts to reach a pause in the three-year-old war. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 597 points, the Nasdaq rose 404, the S&P 500 advanced 100. This is SRN News. The Liberian government tries to mediate a religious dispute.
The United Methodist Church and the Global Methodist Church are fighting over property. The UMC in Liberia is the traditional denomination and has embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination, just like the church here in the U.S. A lot of Liberian congregations acquit the UMC for the GMC, and they want to keep their property. Liberian lawmakers are now trying to work out a deal between the increasingly hostile factions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria has a new interim constitution, and it's based on Islamic law. International Christian Concern reports that the document, which will govern Syria for 5 years, states that Islamic jurisprudence will be the principal source of all legislation and the president must be Muslim. The constitution also proclaims religious freedom and says it will protect minority faith groups in the country. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from a Texas death row inmate.
The inmate's bid for a new trial drew the support of the prosecutor's office that originally put him on death row. The justices left in place a Texas appeal court ruling that upheld the murder conviction and death sentence for Arely Escobar, even though Escobar's case is similar to that of an Oklahoma man, Richard Glossop, whose murder conviction the high court recently overturned. There was no explanation from the justices about why Escobar's appeal met a different fate. John Scott reporting.
A jury in Georgia has ordered Monsanto parent Bayer to pay nearly $2.1 billion in damages to a man who said the company's Roundup weed killer caused his cancer. The verdict on Friday marks the latest in a long-running series of court battles Monsanto faces over its Roundup herbicide. More details at SRNNews.com.